Most news shows are suspect. They don't focus on Black issues, and when they do, it's all fluff. How does that help your life? How does that help your family? How does that help the culture? They don't. The Tim Black Show is different. Tim Black gives you news for people who can't stand the news. Real, authentic, researched, entertaining, on point. Don't let nobody take your cornbread. Visit www.timblacktv.com today. Get Black breaking news, politics, culture from someone you can trust. TimBlackTV.com. Join us today.
Testing. Good. Welcome back to the Tim Black Podcast. I'm your man, Tim Black. Happy New Year, people. Happy New Year to everybody out there. Glad you could tune into it. Glad you're here. Hope that it was a peaceful New Year for you. And it's amazing. It's amazing. We see another year. We are blessed to do so. Give it up for yourselves. Hug somebody, love somebody. Be gracious in the fact that we are here to witness this time. I'm very humbled and I'm very happy to have loved ones in my life, people that care about me. So people, anybody out there who's going through it right now, know that there is some light on the other side. You just got to hold on, brother. Hold on, sister. Hold on. And I mean that with all sincerity. We've all had the peaks and valleys. So with that, let's get into Skip Bayless. You don't need to be a football fan per se to know about what happened to Damar Hamlin, player for the Buffalo Bills who was injured in the field of play. Everyone's talking about it. When you start a conversation about someone's health and someone who's fighting for their life, it don't take too much to say, hey, prayers and wishes go up to this man and his family. This young man, 24 years old, suffered a collision on the field. His heart stopped. And we want to first say, we want to acknowledge that we're pulling for this young man. He got his whole life ahead of him. He's a great young man based on all the evidence that I found. Life is precious. And this young man, we hope that he has the opportunity to resume his life and to use his many gifts. We want to shout out his parents and his loved ones. How hard was that? How hard was it to say that? Y'all killing me, man. I swear to God, these people are killing me, Johnson. So I'm sitting here, I'm doing a podcast. I'm not live on the air. I'm live on the podcast, and I'm not going to stop and start re-recording. This is a live podcast. And I'm not on the clock, you know, but I can say something gracious about a young man because I sincerely feel that about a young brother who's been, who literally died on the field. His heart stopped beating. And for Skip Bayless to be a broadcaster, a commentator, a sports analyst, a professional, a sports personality, a sports analyst for 50 years, to not operate in the same decorum as that as me, a brother who wrote for the Capitol Spotlight here in D.C., a guy who's been doing journalism for only the last 10 years full time, a commentator from the hood commentator who graduated a little bit. You know, I interviewed some people, but hey, come on, man. I'm not on the pay. Skip Bayless has worked for ESPN, the Dallas Morning News, various publications. Now he works for Fox Sports. Come on now. Come on, man. And he can't be gracious. He has to start going into, well, look at what's going on. This is what's going to happen with the game. Is the game going to continue? Or how can they just postpone a game? This is crazy. What do we do? That was his tweet. For more content like this, it's hard-hitting and real. Become a member of the Tim Black Wolfpack Team Black by going to join Tim Black.com. That's jointimblack.com. Starting at only $5 per month, you will get access to premium content. I love you. I got your back. Now let's get back to the podcast. That was his tweet. I don't want to hear about the rest of his tweets. I don't want to hear about, well, he said this later or he said this earlier. I don't care. Well, tell me, ended his tweet by saying, and all of that seems irrelevant now. Yeah, he put those, what are those three dots? Hey Siri, what are those three dots that are used in a sentence as a pause? Anybody know it's an ellipsis? No, it's not an ellipsis. I was right, it's an ellipsis. Give it up for me, y'all. Give it up for Tim Black knowing an ellipsis. An ellipsis is a type of punctuation that represents a pause or something that has been intentionally left out. Specifically, it shows that words have been cut from a direct quote. So the reader knows the original passage has been modified. In form, the ellipsis is three dots of periods. So the people that are defending Skip Bayless' crude comments, yo. His crude, unnecessary, derogatory comments, in my opinion, which were brash and insensitive, inopportune, lacked the core class grace. To be talking about what's going to happen with the game. We got people on the field crying. Literally grown men who go to battle on the football field every Sunday or Monday or whatever day. And they're crying, their head in their hands, tearing up. Everybody crying. And Skip is at home. He ain't on the air. He's at home tweeting in his boxers, sitting on his Dallas Cowboys Harley Davidson inspired couch in his man cave, sipping his. Does he sip? Shannon's cognac. I don't know. But you mean to tell me this guy can't tweet out something that's responsible? He can't start his tweet with acknowledging these things first and then go into his thing about whatever about the game. There are people defending Skip Bayless, and I understand there's always going to be people that they see a white guy, they think, oh my God, the white guy always, there's these weird people that think that white guys have it worse than anybody else in society. Though all of the numbers tell you, nope. All of the numbers and all the data show you that's not how America works. But there is a contingent of Americans, both black and white. And I'm going to say there's black and white. There's a lot of black guys kissing a lot of white ass, lying to the world so they can buddy up and get this white people money. That white men are so disenfranchised. So they're going to defend Skip Bayless regardless to what Skip Bayless does. Here's the deal, man. Skip Bayless, his statement, it's not the end of the world, but his statement was crude. It was insulting. And it was received as such. Because it was horrible timing. People get called out on Twitter for much less than that. Much less. I'm one of those type of people that when someone dies, such as Margaret Thatcher, anybody who dies, even if they had a horrible track record, they did something that I didn't agree with. They had, for instance, Barbara Bush. I remember when Barbara Bush died. All I could think about was the comment she made about the black people in the Superdome who were dying of heat exhaustion. And she said, well, it's better than what they're used to. When that lady died, when that bat passed, it took everything in me not to say it. It took everything in me, folks. I did not say it, y'all. Check it. I said, now is not the time for me to be bashing her on her. She just, the body's not even, they haven't even let the ground settle yet. She just passed away. I don't even know if she was buried yet. Now, I know there's some people that went all in. I'm not that guy. I'm consistent in that way. What I'm saying, there's a time and place for anything and everything. Now, it's perfectly fine for me to say what I want to say about Barbara Bush. Because there's a time and place once again. Man, it's very simple. Skip Bayless, his comment was out of pocket. And he did it intentionally. You don't think this, Skip Bayless has been in the business for 50 years. He started in his 20s. He is now 71 years old. You don't think that Skip Bayless understood that making that statement, that there were going to be people that said, hey, man, you don't need to say that right now. You don't think so? Are you really that naive that you think he just let one slide? He let it slip. Nah, he wanted the publicity. He wanted the push. He wanted the bump. Half the people that make comments like that on Twitter who have a profile do so in order to get the attention. you split the room, you get people talking. It is a media tactic, one that I have just recently learned. So I get it. You don't understand it. You didn't think about it. Rethink your position on this. Skip is playing you. He's playing everyone, his supporters, and the rest of us. And I had somebody on Facebook say, Tim, you're gaslighting. Tim, you're gaslighting. You're upset about this. This is nothing. What Skip said was nothing. You're gaslighting. Now, this guy said I was gaslighting. His first word out of his sentence was capitalizing with exclamation points behind it. But I'm the one that's making this bigger than it is. I'm the one gaslighting. But he can't even talk without throwing a bunch of exclamation points. So he was triggered that I called out Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless was the one gaslighting when he wrote that tweet. He knew what he was doing. He also knew he could have deleted that tweet and made an apology. He didn't. Skip Bayless knew by using that ellipsis that everything he said previous to that was what didn't need to be said, that it was pointless. And if he would have did it the other way, if he would have wrote it in reverse, if he would have started off his comment by saying, all of this seems irrelevant now. What this means for the game, what this means for the standings, how do we go on, and what games get played, isn't that something? Like, if he'd have did it that way, no one would say anything. But that's because that's the way you're supposed to do it. If you walk up to a person in a hospital, if you walk up to me, my son is 24 years old. I have a 24-year-old son, and he gets in something, God forbid, he goes through any type of struggle, any type of situation, and you know about it, you should walk up and you should say, how's your son? I hope he's doing well. That's regular decorum. The fact we got to have that conversation. The fact we got to have that conversation. People act like they don't know. You would walk up to me, you would say, Tim Black, I heard about your son. Is he okay? Well, you know, by the way, he owed me $100. You know, I wish he would pay me back this $100 he owed me. You got $100 on you? Then you can get it from him because he owed me $100. But you don't come up to me saying, hey, your son owed me $100. And I'm sorry he's in the hospital. But we got the super Negroes. We got the magical Negroes. And they look, like I said, Let me say this. White guys, white women, Latinos, Asians, whatever you are, all my people, look, we all good. I love you. I got no problems with you. But this is Tim Black, and this is how I roll. This is what I'm talking about, fam. I take it personal when black people tap dance. You don't got to understand it. You ain't got to figure it out. It may not make sense to you, but I take it personal when black people be tap dancing for the man. And the man is not you. It's who's ever. If you are broke living in a trailer park, I'm not talking about you. You are not the man. You're not even the man sitting next to the man. And I get that. If you are living paycheck to paycheck, you ain't the man. But Skip Bayless is definitely, if not the man, he's the man sitting next to the man. So that's the first. We need to get this out the way, man. Let's keep it a buck, people. Let's stop with the nonsense. How could you not understand why I said Skip Bayless is full of shit? He's a scumbag for what he did. He was wrong. There's a time and place for everything. If he'd have did it in his proper place, in his proper time, of course you could have a conversation about what's going to happen with the league. What is the impact on the league? How would the league deal with this happenstance, this situation, this injury? The stoppage of a game, unprecedented. A player being hurt to that extent on the field of play and the game not resuming. First time I've ever heard it happen. Looked it up, could not find another instance. So yes, it is a big deal. And it's okay to ask that question. You don't have to ask that question right now. You can wait till the game's over. You can wait till everybody's off the field. You can wait till they called the game. You can wait. You don't have to keep tweeting. You are Skip Bayless. You're under a microscope. Number two, here's the other thing. This is the next part. Because I could have stayed there all day. Part of the reason why Skip Bayless has caught so much heat for this is that because Skip Bayless is a jackass. That's right. He's a jackass, man. He says things all the time he don't need to say. He tortures and gaslights on players all the time. The way he rides LeBron James is unnecessary. The way he rides Wayne Brady is unnecessary. His affinity for the Cowboys is unnecessary. All this is unnecessary. And I don't even watch football like that. I'm too busy to be in the sports to that extent, and I know this. Now, if I'm a lay person at this point when it comes to sports, just because of my hectic schedule, y'all, I used to. I worked at the Washington Commanders for a while. Back when they were, formerly known as the other name, we can't even say. My whole family is full of fans of that team here in D.C., that football squad in D.C. So, but Skip Bayless, and recently he just got in it with Shannon Sharpe. And he emasculated, demoralized Shannon Sharpe on TV in front of everybody, live on the air. That is still very fresh in the memories of most people. And Shannon Sharpe is more well-liked than Skip Bayless. I think we can all admit that. Can we all admit that Shannon Sharpe is more well-liked than Skip Bayless? Now, there's sometimes Shannon Sharpe gets me upset sometimes. Oh, come on now, Skip. Oh, come on, Skip. Skip, Skip. How you Skip, Skip? Come on, Skip. I didn't like what Shannon Sharpe did in a number of situations. There's been a few times he said some things I disagreed with. So I'm not saying I love Shannon. I'm saying, Shannon's all right. Shannon's all right. But I think it's very obvious who's the more well-known or well-liked, who's more well-liked individual on that show, undisputed, it would be Shannon Sharpe. So for a lot of people, they're still remembering what he just did to Shannon Sharpe a couple weeks ago. And then he does this. So they're just waiting for him. They're like itching, like, I'm gonna get this guy. And then he does it. He gives it to him on a silver platter. And you think that's not calculated? You think a guy been in the business for 50 years, and he don't know how to work the media. He is the media, man. What is wrong with you? Who raised you? Shout out to TK Kirkland. That's all I'm saying, man. And it's part of what happened with Skip is that he's unliked or he's hard to like. He's hard to like. Of course, there's going to be a certain segment of society that really like him. Because they identify with him, and that's okay, and that's fine, and that's what that makes the world go around. And I got, obviously, I had no problem with that. To each his own. Like who you like. I'm not telling you not to like Skip. But don't tell me I can't criticize him, and don't tell me I'm just doing this, you're doing it for clicks, man. Millions of people check my show out every week. It is what it is. I'm doing something right. I've been doing it for over 10 years. I get almost 10 million impressions across the internet. I didn't have to talk about Skip Bayless. He did this to me. Skip Bayless presented himself as a topic of conversation. He could have deleted his tweet. He didn't. He becomes a focal point. Third thing, when Skip Bayless went on the show, when they resumed, because I think the next day, I know for a fact the next day, Shannon Sharpe did not show up, and it was just Skip. But the next day, when Shannon Sharpe shows up and Shannon Sharpe is talking and he's going through his monologue, Skip Bayless interjects to defend himself. And all Shannon was saying was, look, I don't agree with what Skip did, and I hope that Skip apologizes for it. And then that's when Skip jumped in. Well, come on. Come on, I don't have to apologize for anything. I didn't do anything wrong. Everyone in this building has said I didn't do anything wrong. You start Karen. Skip is an old Karen. He's an old male Karen. That's what he is. He's a Ken. Come on. Up there, huffing and puffing, rolling his eyes. Gosh. Oh, come on now, Skip. I'm trying to get my words out, Skip, and you're interrupting me, Skip. I'm trying to say what I'm thinking, Skip. Come on, I can't even get through my monologue, Skip, without you interrupting me now. What are we doing, Skip? Why are you doing this, Skip? I was going to say, Skip. Skip's wrong for that too. Absolutely, fundamentally wrong. Horrible judgment. Or is it just content? Content. Now look, man, I'm in the content business. You are a consumer of content. People love drama. People love drama. If everything is cohesive, nothing, there is no disharmony. Everything is harmony, homogenous. What is it, homogenous with the milk? If everything is chippy-dory, hunky-dory, come on, folks. If everything is chipper, there's no reason for podcasts. There's no reason for shows. There's no reason for any of this stuff. If everything is chipper, it is the convergence of different opinions and ideas that make life interesting. It makes content interesting. It gives us something to talk about. It gives us a side to be on. It's not the end of the world. We should not fight each other over it. We should not throw fisticuffs. We should not start fighting over it. You know what I'm saying? People literally get out in the streets and start throwing hands and bullets over conversations and disagreements. Those people are bored. They don't have enough in their lives, or even they are mental cases. It's a lot of that going on, and I get that. But this is not that. This is Skip Bayless, a veteran news guy with a load of experience, a highly, highly respected sportscaster, highly achieved, right? Notable figure. You tell me he didn't know that this kid, come on, I'm not buying it. Go sell it to somebody else. I'm sure one of your friends will buy it. Come on, but I ain't going to buy it. This is nonsense. It just is. Hamlin's still in the hospital, according to the New York Times. He remains in critical condition at Cincinnati Hospital. The Bills had a walkthrough practice on Wednesday and announced a move to compensate for his absence on their roster. Oh, let me add something to this conversation before we jet. DeMar Hamlin is not a tenured player. He has not reached the cap in his term as a pro player that he will be compensated for his time off the field. DeMar Hamlin's contract and all contracts of NFL players, you have to play for a number of years before you have any type of retirement. So basically, if we're not careful, if we don't keep a watchful eye, if the people don't stand up for DeMar Hamlin, if he doesn't play football again, he will have nothing to show for his time other than what he's made up to this point. And that is a travesty. So when we're having these conversations about DeMar Hamlin, we should also be talking about the economics around football. Because all we hear people talking about, oh, they make so much money and blah, blah, blah. And if you get hurt and you haven't been playing long enough, you are ass out. Now, there's a certain amount of time that you had to work at a job in corporate America, for instance. You may have to work 30 days or 60 days or even 90 days to receive benefits. But football is years. And football, it is years, folks. And I'm just trying to tell you, that is remarkably horrific. That is astoundingly disgusting. That's an insult, man. And don't tell me it's not racialized. If this was golf, you'd get paid. If this was baseball, you'd get paid. I'd like to know another foot. Now, I haven't done the research, but somebody do the research for me, y'all. In baseball, do you have to wait 3 years or whatever until you make tenure, whatever they call it? And I know that's not the proper term for it, folks. But you got to wait 3 years before you can get compensated or get some type of retirement or a pension, or is that how it works in baseball? No, I don't think it is. But why so in football? So we need to make sure our players get their money right. Last thing, DeMar Hamlin has a GoFundMe. It is GoFundMe. They raise money for children. He's done this. This is his third year, I think a third or fourth year. As of the date of this article on Yahoo, over 220,000 people have donated to the cause. Give it up for yourselves if you've donated. If you haven't, the link will be in the description box wherever you are, wherever you found this podcast. I'm not here to destroy Skip Bayless, but we always keep it 100 on this podcast. I encourage you to become a member of the Tim Black Wolf Pack, the Team Black, at patreon.com. It supports the work. It keeps me doing what I'm doing, keeps the lights on. A lot of content that I talk about will not be monetized due to the nature of the content. I don't make any money off Facebook. No monetization, no ad revenue at all on Facebook. That's to the guy who said I was doing it for clicks and views. There's no clicks and views on Facebook for me, buddy. I've talked about everything from school shootings to police to politicians. Politicians, most notably, they won't monetize me on Facebook. So sorry, dog. I know you just assumed. It's okay, bruh. It's okay, bruh. You're just one of those types of brothers that sees another black man and find it necessary to throw us under the bus. I don't deserve to give you this type of attention. I should reserve it for those who support the show, which many do. So shout out to all my brothers who support what I do. Shout out to all my brothers, my black brothers, my white brothers, my Latino, my Asian, my Jewish brothers, all of them holding me down, my Native American brothers as well, all my sisters. My sisters, thank you so much. And I'll see you on the next video. There will be more coming. The end.